I was born exactly 300 years after the death of Galileo.
This is the voice of physicist Stephen Hawking, author of A Brief History of Time.
I estimate that about 200,000 other babies were also born that day. I don't know whether any of them was later interested in astronomy.
Stephen Hawking suffers from Lou Gehrig's disease. He can't use his vocal cords, but a computer makes it possible for him to speak and communicate his mind-boggling ideas on black holes and the Big Bang theory to the entire world. One of the men who gave Stephen Hawking his voice was MIT professor Jonathan Allen, a pioneer of computer-synthesized speech. Jonathan Allen passed away on Monday. In the 1960s, Professor Allen began researching the process of taking words from the page and transforming them into words spoken by a computer. He later developed MyTalk, the system used by Stephen Hawking and other people with limitations in speech. Allen was the director of the MIT Research Laboratory of Electronics. In a 1996 tour of the lab, he explained some of the challenges of making a computer speak.
In this chart, we are looking at the utterance Research Laboratory of Electronics spoken by male and female speakers. The interesting thing about this chart is that it shows the co-articulation of sounds. That is, when we put together the constituent sounds of an utterance, we don't just tack them on one right after the other. Many years ago, the distinguished linguist Leonard Bloomfield said that the creation of speech was sort of like taking the individual sounds, which he represented as eggs, and running them through the wringer of a washing machine so that they all spread out and intermingled. That's what we call, a little more scientifically, co-articulation, and that's what makes it hard to generate both synthetic speech and to recognize the speech of a wide variety of listeners due to this co-articulation.
Later in his career, Jonathan Allen broadened the focus of his research to use computers in other ways to improve people's lives. He taught a course at MIT in computer-aided design, a technique that engineers use to build electronic circuits. His wife, Anne Allen, who grew up with him in Hanover, New Hampshire, says her husband was passionate about building things.
He liked learning for the pure beauty of learning and the abstraction of mathematics and things of that sort, the theoretical, but really it came down to making things work. I mean, I remember him saying once, "That's why I'm not a philosopher, I'm an engineer." To take ideas, science fiction in quotes, as it were, and applying that to very concrete, very specific needs that people have. The speech machine for the blind, for example, auditory aids, and getting very specific in that sense. He liked to make things work.
That was Anne Allen, the wife of MIT professor Jonathan Allen. Professor Allen died Monday at the age of 65.